Sarah Ellsworth Huffman, Sal Soto, welcome.
Hi.
How's it going?
So your Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead celebration, actually celebrates life, and Dia Fort Wayne brings it right into the heart of our community. Real briefly, how did it all come about?
Well, I was living in California about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and I actually went to an event called Dia San Jose. What they had done was integrate that into just the entire city. So everyone came out for it, and I was completely blown away. The music was varied. Food was varied. Everything was mixed. I was like, wow, this is how you do Day of the Dead? And they said, yeah. That's why it's called Dia San Jose. It was like Dia Light is what they were saying. So that's where it started, trying to take something I'd seen out west that was cool and bring it back to Fort Wayne.
What a great idea. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you are such a big part of the community and bringing things together and entertaining and all of that. How did you get hooked on helping with it all?
Well, 2012, 2013, I was throwing my own Dia de los Muertos parties for friends and family. And I was doing that enough to where somebody connected Sal with me. Yeah. And so ended up teaming up and helping as a volunteer. And I think by the end of it, with all the work that we put into it, you're just like, hey.
Well, then, so that very day after it ended, I was like, Sarah, you're co-chair for next year. She was putting on such a cool party. I felt like I was stealing her from her own party, which I didn't want to do. So I was like, if you're interested, I think what you're doing is great. Would you like to just do it magnified times 100?
I was like, absolutely.
Yeah. Good. I'm speaking for the whole city now. We are so glad you did. And before we discuss this year's festivities, mm-hmm. what kind of response did you get at last year's launch?
I think it really took everyone by surprise.
Dia de los Muertos, it's still very new to a lot of people. So the community, you know, so I feel like for last year, a lot of people just happened upon us during Fright Night. And they were just like, this is just a wonderful thing.
It was easy to get them hooked then.
Oh, absolutely. We had such a wonderful energy of everyone just coming through and just like, wow, look at this.
That's great, because half of your work was done before that you even started in. It sounds like you had a really wonderful party, and now you're ready for year two.
Correct.
Fantastic, and this is a wonderfully traditional celebration, as we've said. Let's talk about the key components like the altaria, ofrenda, the sugar skulls, the feasting, the music. What does that do for the whole day's events?
In Hispanic culture, the Day of the Dead has always been that remembrance, that celebration, that we're trying to bring back our spirits of those who we loved. And when they get here, we want to have a party with them. In the culture, while their souls are here, we really want to bring them the things they liked. You know, the smells of everything that they used to eat and drink. And it's really that remembrance. So part of all of that, the altar, the food, the ofrendas, the offering is even for all of the kids to remember and kind of pay, I think, their respect to those who have passed, remember them, and then remember the good times about them.
This is for the living. This is for the present. That's mm-hmm. an important thing about mm-hmm. this celebration, I think. And then, of course, we have general true celebrating and fiesta quality of all of this, including the face painting, because sugar skulls are an important custom. And how does the general sugar skull and the face painting to represent that tend to go over at the festivals?
Oh, the face painting went over really well. I mean, the face painting is to recognize, you know, both the component life and death together. So what we do with our face painting is we're doing a half of a face, the calaca, calavera, sugar
skeleton.
Skull.
Mm-hmm. And the other half unpainted, so you can still see them alive.
That's delightful. Again, it adds a real fresh twist to an old custom, and it's a beautifully artistic representation mm-hmm. of life, plus just great fun to instant masquerade mm-hmm. and the other thing about the whole face painting is that the skeletons actually join the Fright Night zombie walk. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And so then they really are, I don't know how many thousands strong, but all of a sudden everybody's parading
like
through 5, the town.
5,000 strong,
oh,
and we're taking
goodness.
Maybe 1,000 with us.
It's also when we talk about mashups and this being a monster mashup, I think that's good for you guys. And this all takes place at USF's Performing Arts Center, which is right downtown. How does that venue work for such a celebration? And is it inside, outside, all around?
Yeah, it's everywhere. We're going to have the street blocked off in the front. Been inside the building, there's a main area that's going to be filled. Mm-hmm. We have the theater. I mean, we'll have music and dancing during the day. And then in the evening, we have a big concert in the downstairs ballroom. Going to be showing movies. It's going to be everywhere.
Sounds like a dream come true. And for a few more fringe benefits, you have a beer garden going on, if
correct.
I understand correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a Santana tribute band coming
correct.
For the
mm-hmm.
evening.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, there's the Lucha Libre wrestling match that you're adding to the whole wonderful mix. Tell us a little bit about that and how it found its way into your Dia Fort Wayne Festival.
So Lucha Libre Total is Mexican wrestling, and then it is a group out of Chicago that we found and have invited down. We're going to have a meet and greet with some photos before their match at the evening concert. If you've ever seen Mexican wrestling, it is a treat.
I grew up with what was called Mean Mascaras, and it was the Lucha Libre. They had the little mask they would wear when they wrestled. And this event is kind of the tail end of Hispanic Heritage Month. So because we're not the official traditional celebration of the Day of the Dead, this is a Dia festival, and we were able to incorporate some events and activities that we thought the community would like to see. Last year, we had just one guy come out. He was called the Gato Blanco, the white cat. He was hilarious, but the kids loved it. So we realized, and Sarah said, I want it bigger this year. So we did.
That's
we
went. A good way to make
and
it
to
bigger.
Be completely honest, a lot of my adult friends are very, very excited.
I think that if you would be completely honest, your co-chair is completely excited too. Oh, right, Sal?
I'm really, yeah.
For me, it feels like I'm getting an opportunity to share the cool side of my culture.
Of course.
And for my kids, they're able to see and show their friends. This is our culture. There's cool parts about it. There's cultural heritage involved with it. And it's all festive, fun. And I think it opens up to everyone. Mm-hmm. So you come there and you can bring your friends and they feel welcomed. They feel like it's a festival that they can have fun at. And they're like, wow, what is this? And we explain that this is the Day of the Dead. It's a traditional event. Here's the altar. Like I said, our large altar that it's community driven, but it's a way to bring in everybody.
It's a wonderful
and not show
way.
Them our culture. I think involve them in our culture.
Indeed. It's truly engaging. I think that's so very, very important. And how does it speak to the cultural diversity our city is known for, would you say?
One of the things when my family first got here was it was predominantly only Mexicans, and both of my parents are Mexican. But over the last 45 years, we've seen Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Chileans, Peruvians, Colombians. We've got Burmese, we've got Bosnian, Croatian. So as this community has grown and got more diverse, I started thinking, well, how do they celebrate Day of the Dead? Irish, German, everyone celebrates it in some way. So what we wanted to do was say, whatever your religion does, this is what we do, but we'd like to incorporate it. And I think there's a lot of activities where, again, involving the whole community. I don't mind hearing about your culture, but I'd really like to be more part of it, those events.
Great point, and what a good way to do it with such a meaningful celebration and as fun as you're making. It that makes it almost like how could people resist? And Sarah, you've been doing this kind of celebration and you're also all about communal involvement and including people. So was there any special challenge then once you just decided to do this to just go ahead and do it?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned with working with Sal is the more people that you get to help, the greater it is. You know, just talking with people and them being like, let me help in this way. Can I be a part of this? That has been the biggest lesson I've learned with this. So to answer your question, it didn't seem that hard at all. I mean, of course, throwing a big event like this definitely can be stressful, but it's really been exciting to see how excited everyone else is about it.
And it has to help fuel your own passions for getting all of this done, too. Mm-hmm. And great. Okay, it sounds like anybody and everybody can and should have fun there, but who is your target market for this, would you say?
We were hoping just anyone who wanted to have fun and I think had children. But then we realized Fort Wayne, we've got millennials, we've got folks just coming to visit. We've become this big metropolitan city now. I think what we're trying to do is just highlight this event as an activity that if you want to learn something about the Hispanic culture and Day of the Dead, this is it. We hope to become one of the largest Day of the Dead festivals in the Midwest. So our target group, I'd say, would be anybody who has had some loss in their life and maybe want to celebrate that in a fun way. I think a positive celebration, we call it the celebration of life. Anyone that comes, usually when they're there, they start thinking about someone they've lost.
And we see that it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
You know, my personal reason for celebrating is from the loss of my best friend. And Dia de los Muertos was the most beautiful way for me to cope and remember and celebrate and move on day to day.
And we're hoping people go home and maybe build like their own little altars.
That's sweet.
And that's the thing. It's like honoring your friends and family.
With our giant altar that we are building, we will have an educational docent there with information on how to build an altar at home if you were interested.
It's the most beautiful gift in the world besides the celebration itself to give people to take home and to have for themselves. I applaud you for that. So in your minds, what's the most important thing this Dia Fort Wayne adds to our cultural skyline?
I think it actually did show the diversity in even the Hispanic culture. I lost track. It's either 24 or 26 different nationalities. We try to bring about 4 to 5 different types of music from different parts of South and Central America and Mexico, as well as, you know, Santana. That's, you know, California. He's from Tijuana. So it's that we're parts of everything. And I think that's one of those parts we've tried to show is the diversity, even in the Hispanic community.
And what do you hope that the DIA Fort Wayne participants, as well as the spectators involved, are going to take away from this wickedly clever celebration?
I would like our community to have a different perspective on loss and looking at celebrating life in remembrance during their grieving.
Sarah Ellsworth Hoffman and Sal Soto are co-chairs of DIA Fort Wayne. Sarah, Sal, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story with us today. And here's to Dia de los Muertos. Celebrate on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.